Now, a campaign to recognise a bathroom access card is holding a day of awareness today, July 9th. The No Wait card seeks to allow those with bowel or bladder conditions or spinal injury to use private bathrooms in public places such as shops. No Wait Card Ireland are asking people to share stories of being denied access to facilities as a way to raise awareness of the issue. And joining me now is Kildangan's Maria Crowe, a regular contributor to KFM in relation to the No Wait card, as well as Victoria Spillane, Chief Operations Officer at Crohn's and Colitis Ireland. Good morning to you both, and thank you for taking our call on the Kildare Today show. Maria, I'll come to you first. We first spoke about the No Wait card in November of 2025, 8 months ago, when Kildare South Labour TD Mark Wall introduced a bill to give legal status to No Wait cards. I mean, I feel like since then, since November, it's really exploded the awareness and support for No Wait cards here in Ireland.
Hi Hannah, morning to your listeners. Thanks so much for having me on. That's not by coincidence, Hannah. Now, we've put in like a lot of work into raising awareness all through Ireland. So today is a kind of culmination of that awareness. That's why we're very excited. It's the first time in Ireland we get to have an awareness day about the No Wait cards, and that people with like bowel and bladder conditions get to speak today on what it's like to have a medical condition and not be able to leave your house without asking, could we use your toilet in places?
And, you know, Maria, you've been so eloquently spoken on the show when it came to describing your own experience of having the painful bladder condition, and I suppose what a No Wait card would mean for you. Like, how would it change life for you, and then, of course, anyone else with bladder, bowel conditions or spinal injuries?
Well, Hannah, at the moment, it's every time you want to leave the house, if you want to go to Dublin to an event, to, you know, like a festival or anything like that, you either have to decide, will I go, will I not go? And then we have the stress of trying to map toilets, like from like Google Maps and everything, to see if there's a toilet on the route. That's usually what I do a couple of days beforehand. I kind of check where I'm going. Maybe see, have I got a toilet every maybe half an hour, just in case I do have an emergency. So that's why this card is so, so important to me and to all the supporters and to everyone with a bladder and bowel condition. It's like a freedom card is basically what it is for us. It's independence. It means we can go somewhere.
Of course. And again, you were saying it's no coincidence that there has been so much more support and awareness considering the amount of work that has been put in by yourself and other campaigners and groups. Again, from a political standpoint, then there is a lot of support there with the likes of the Labour Party trying to introduce the bill. How far along are we with that? I mean, can we start to be seeing physical No Wait cards anytime soon?
Well, the bill was introduced by Mark there in January, and that kind of sits still. But in the meantime, like Jennifer Carol McNeill did reach out to the Department of Health, and we have had a meeting with them. So we're kind of slightly positive that they are going to, at the moment, they're researching about the card, how would they support it, how would they expand it. So them talks are going on behind the scenes. So we're kind of hopeful, but that's kind of, you know, in the next hopefully few weeks, months. But like today's Awareness Day is just about today, tomorrow, when we all need to leave our houses.
And also joining on the line is Victoria. Victoria, thanks for holding the line there. In relation to Crohn's and Colitis Ireland and the work being done there, I can imagine like a No Wait card will also make a huge difference for those with the likes of Crohn, ulcerative colitis. How are businesses and you know, I suppose organisations like yourselves supporting the Awareness Day today?
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you so much for having me on, Hannah. It's a pleasure to be on here today. So at Crohn's Colitis Ireland, we've actually been providing an away card to our members for many years now, and actually advocating just for greater awareness and acceptance of it through just patient support and advocacy work. And even like last November, we were up in Leinster House giving a briefing, and it was a big part of the day there, just especially to highlight, you know, support for Mark Wall's proposed legislation. And, you know, as Maria alluded to earlier, and you've said it yourself, you know, people living with Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis and a stoma. I mean, I've had Crohn's disease for the last 28 years since I was 13, and I live with a permanent stoma as well. And there was no such thing as a car back then, you know. And as Maria said there as well, you know, you're planning out your journey. You know, I'm in Cork, so it could be Cork to Dublin, whatever it might be. And some of us have at times had to have a little makeshift porta cabin in a car, you know, to get from A to B. Unfortunately, you know, it's thinking outside the box to be able to make your journey. So, you know, access to a toilet isn't a convenience. It's an urgent medical necessity. And many people, you know, in Crohn's Colitis Ireland, we advocate and support those living with inflammatory bowel disease because we can experience sudden and unpredictable symptoms. And it's the anxiety of knowing whether a toilet will be available can impact every aspect of our lives, from work to education to travel, social activities. What we always say, you know, living with chronic illness, they're lifelong chronic debilitating illnesses, of which that there is no cure for right now.
Yeah,
and but at the same time, we want everyone to live their best lives as possible. But and you know, but unfortunately, it can be rather tough, and especially because these illnesses are invisible as well. Mm. You know, we look fine on the outside, but on the inside, we're dealing with severe urgency, pain, fatigue, sometimes effects of surgery, and that's then where the no-wait card is actually invaluable, because it provides a simple way to explain a situation rather quickly and discreetly when someone urgently needs access to facilities. And, you know, today is about encouraging the businesses, public venues, communities to better understand what a no-wait card represents. So when, say, the likes of Maria and myself and plenty others within the community go and actually show our no-wait cards that we have, it's not about special treatment. It's about dignity, compassion, recognising that some people are living with health conditions that require urgent access to a toilet, because at the end of the day, it's just a basic human right to be given access to a toilet.
Of course, and it's something that if you don't have one of these conditions and any kind of invisible illness, you don't really think of how it actually impacts someone's life. And you don't, like, for a lot of people, going to the bathroom isn't really a second thought. There's no planning needed for a toilet. Where is my closest toilet? Again, how have businesses and organisations and, I suppose, other campaigners and maybe new people who are joining the No Wait Card campaign reacting to this? Are they taking it on board?
It's, I think, because from I suppose a CCI viewpoint, and obviously, you know, we deal with, again, other organisations as well across different therapeutic areas. It's the fact of chronic illness is increasing, right? Not just nationally, but globally. And I think that there's more people not just living with, but also impacted by living with a chronic illness, or, you know, that they've got someone within their close circle living with it. So there's a better understanding there, I think, in more recent times as to why such a card is needed. We still have a long, long way to go, but we're, you know, baby steps. They're steps nonetheless. Mm. I do feel people are becoming more receptive, to be honest, Hannah. I really do. Again, a long way to go, but people are listening, you know, and people are asking questions. People are trying to understand, you know, and I think that it is just, and that's a win in my eyes when people actually ask the questions. What is this? What might it be needed for? You know, how can we support? And it's like, okay, you know, when the interest is there, and it's just the eagerness from businesses and communities to actually just, you know, understand if they don't fully understand right now. And they are asking, you know, they are asking the right questions. And, you know, we give talks in workplaces as well, just to highlight living with a chronic illness, what it might mean for an employee, or even out in businesses, what it might mean for a patron going into a store, etc. You know, that's all work ongoing that we do on a weekly basis. But it's, I do feel things are going in the right direction. I would like to see things continue to do so, because we need the card to be taken seriously. You know, it's not just that it's a card where someone is after doing up themselves. It's absolutely not. You know, it's an official card, and it just needs to be. And people need to understand that if they don't fully understand right now why someone might need it, I always say no one goes unscathed in this life, Anna. You know, everyone is going to be impacted by something or some their lives, you know. So it's just about having that compassion and that empathy and just trying to understand why someone would actually need it. But no, I do feel people are becoming a lot more receptive, for sure. And I always say, just put yourselves into someone's shoes, even for that 30 seconds that someone might be asking for. Put yourselves in their shoes. What if you were in their position? How would you like to be treated? You know, it's just a dignity and respect that we're looking for.
Of course. And again, with an awareness day, that's really the message behind it all. Maria, again, with this awareness day in place, I can imagine, do you see an awareness day for a no weight card ever coming about?
No, can I just echo there what Victoria said? Mm. Like, she has put in the groundwork over the years on the No Weight Card. So I didn't start from ground zero. She's after putting in quite a lot of work. That's what the Awareness Day is. Like, it would be amazing, like, if I can just walk into, like, a shop, a business, wherever I am, and just show the card. Because, like, at the moment, you could show the card, and some people do know, and in the last few weeks, I've actually used that Crohn's card there a good few times, and some people have recognised it, and some people have not. So it just would be great, you know, if, like, I could walk in, or someone with like a bowel condition can walk in, show the card, people recognise it, and there's no explaining like your medical condition to a stranger on a shop floor. Like, that's what today is all about. It's just, as Victoria said there, it's about a day of dignity, it's about a day of compassion. It's just for the first time ever, we're getting actually to hear our voices saying, you know, please, 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 let us use your toilet. This is our card. We have a genuine medical condition.
Of course. And most importantly, how can businesses, organisation group and groups support the No Weight Card Awareness Day? I mean, what should they be looking out for today? Get involved.
Yeah. So today on all your social medias, we're just asking you, like, to post your own stories, you know, about planning trips, about refusal, about having to stay at home, and just use the hashtag No Weight Card Ireland on every single post. If you tag my page, No Weight Card Ireland, I'm sharing absolutely everyone's post today. And, like, myself and Victoria there would be absolutely delighted if any business wants to ring in and say, yeah, we would support, you know, someone coming in with a No Weight Card. And can I just say a big shout out as well to Mark Wall TD. Like, he's done so, so much work behind the scenes on this campaign and trying to get it through with Jennifer Carr McNeill and the Department of Health.
Of course, Maria. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks
this
a million,
morning.
Hannah.